let's go back to 1985. You're working with the Today Show, and somebody had the idea of wanting to broadcast from the Vatican during Holy Week. How did that come about?
Well, I was then the executive in charge of the Today Show, and I had recommended that we travel the show in the spring, and the executive producer said, where? And I said, well, how about Italy, the food, the fashion, the art, the vibrancy? And I said, and if we timed our trip accordingly, perhaps during the liturgical season, Holy Week, we could go to the Vatican for a few days, and people got very excited. And Steve Friedman, the executive producer, said, get the Pope. And I said, Friedman, you know, in my church, that's a big deal. I used to be a former altar boy, but there are a few steps in between. But I pursued that, and I wrote Cardinal Kroll of Philadelphia a letter and asked if I could come see him, and I did, and I went to see Cardinal Kroll, and he told me that there was a gentleman in the Vatican by the name of John Foley, who had been the editor of the diocesan paper in Philadelphia, and that he, Kroll, was going to Rome in a few weeks, and he would see Archbishop Foley and the Pope and speak to both of them about the Today Show coming, and he did just that. I then flew to Rome and went to see Archbishop Foley, and he immediately understood the significance and importance of the idea of the Today Show broadcasting live from St. Peter's Square, and he worked tirelessly to convince high-ranking officials in the Vatican, the highest-ranking woman, the Secretary of State, others throughout the official Vatican to participate in our program, secured permission for us to set up our set, our studio, in effect, and then arranged for the Holy Father to say a private Mass for us in the St. Paul's Chapel, his private chapel, and then greet us afterwards, which was all recorded on television. We were accompanied by the Archdiocesan Boys Choir of Philadelphia, a favorite of Cardinal Kroll and Archbishop Foley, who sang for the Holy Father. And it was riveting. And Americans watched it in record numbers. We received so many letters and phone calls. This is before emails. We actually know of one vocation, which was extraordinary in itself. But Archbishop Foley is someone who understands his faith, understands the Vatican, understands American television, and he put the three together, and I think was largely responsible for three extraordinary days of television.
How did your friendship with him develop over the years? He's such a likable guy.
Very much. When we went to the Vatican for the early discussions and negotiations, on one of the trips I was accompanied by my wife, and the Pope blessed her womb and said, when their baby is born, bring your baby back and I will bless your baby, which we also did. But it was, you know, for us a near miraculous event that it all came together. And so I said to Archbishop Foley, I would be honored if you happened to be in the United States, if we could set a time. Our baby was born in August of 1985. If you would baptize our baby. And he arranged his schedule, so he flew back in September of 85 at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, where our son was born. You know, I've had numerous, obviously, lunches and dinners with him, and I've been in, shared the dais with him and different testimonial dinners and so forth. He's just an extraordinarily intelligent, kind, witty, engaging person, who also has a sense of purpose and a sense of holiness, in the very best sense of the word.
As you say, he really has mixed in his love of his faith as well as his love of communication. And somebody called him the Pope's executive producer. I guess that's probably the best nickname we can give him at this point for his term as president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.
Well, he understood that it was in the church's interest to communicate with its flock, and that it was in the church's interest to make everyone aware and cognizant of the message that he believes so deeply in, the message of Christ. And he met many obstacles at the Vatican, people who were uncomfortable with television or even fearful of the medium. Now, Pope John Paul II understood, I think, what Archbishop Foley did, that it was something that brought him and his message into the homes of people. Archbishop Foley did not win all of his battles or struggles for open access and interviews and things of that nature, but he sure tried, and the results were just breathtaking. I mean, I cannot tell you the response from those days in Holy Week of 1985. Today Show has gone back a couple times. Also, you know, he is the commentator for NBC for Midnight Mass, and he just does such a laudable job at that, because he does it in a very conversational way, and I think presents the Mass in a way that's meaningful and understandable to Catholics and non-Catholics alike. I think the Church is blessed to have him as a servant, and I know he'll do very, very well in his next challenge. But I certainly, speaking as an American television person, I'm going to miss him in his current role.
And you told a story one time at an RTNDA luncheon about Cardinal Kroll bribed you in some fashion to get the boys' choir.
I wrote a letter to Cardinal Kroll asking for to meet with him. And then when I went to see him, I brought a letter to the Holy Father, which I had written in Polish. And Kroll, being himself of Polish descent, read it in Polish and thoroughly enjoyed it and said the Pope would enjoy it and agreed to take it with him. And then he said, would you like to go over to the cathedral and listen to the Archdiocesan Boys' Choir? They're preparing for Christmas. And I said, there's nothing I'd rather do. And I went over there, and they were like little cherubs. They were singing, like lifting the rafters. And he said, you know, Mr. Russert, my dream is to one day have these young men sing for the Holy Father. I said, how many, Cardinal? No, I knew then, so I quickly amended my letter to say that if NBC's request was granted, we would, of course, be accompanied by who else? The Archdiocesan Boys' Choir of Philadelphia. It was great. It was wonderful. They were spectacular. We had baseball caps made. We had black base NBC caps for the choir. We had a red one for Archbishop Foley and a white one, white NBC cap for the Pope, which the Pope left our greeting with carrying the NBC baseball hat. I still have the photograph. It's spectacular.
And the meeting with Jane Pauley and Brian Gumbel, there's Archbishop Foley standing in the background,
yes,
of course.
Yes. I mean, Bryant and Jane will still tell you they still get goosebumps when they see that footage. I mean, it was a very big event in their lives. Bryant is Catholic, Jane's not, but it didn't matter. They just, it was a large moment. I think if you go back and ask them the highlight of their career on the Today Show, they would point to that week.